So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hagiyeres Vashvuyah Vashivcha, Sheniftu Vishnizgari Vishnishtachru, Pchuzis Mibinay Shalash Shalom Yemechad, a non-Jewish woman who converted, or an abducted woman who is redeemed, or a maidservant who is freed before they were 3 years old, Ksubasu Masayim, they are entitled to a complete Ksub of 200 Zuz, Vyeshlan Tainis Besulim, and if subsequently during the initial cohabitation the husband discovers that she is not a Besula, he can present his claim to Bezdin and she loses her Ksuba, because even if they had originally cohabited, Besula Chayzer, the Besulim regenerate, therefore they are Becheskes Besula. The Gemara explains that there are two possibilities for Niskayru, a conversion of a minor. Gerkot Madbil Noisel Das Bezdin, a Gentile child may be converted based on the understanding of Bezdin. Although Katan Ein Loi Das, a child does not have the understanding to agree to Geirus, however, Zachan L'Adam Shle Befanov, Bezdin may perform a schus, a favorable act, without one's knowledge. Although generally Chayvulai, a Gentile considers Geirus unfavorably, because Be'efker in Ichle, he chooses to conduct an uncontrolled lifestyle, Hanemili Gadol Tam Tam D'Yisra, that is only once he has matured and savored forbidden practices. However, Katan Schusulai, for a child that is considered a favorable change, therefore, matpil noisli al das bezdin. Begershin is gairu banav uvenoisav imai. A Gentile child can be converted with his parents. Denichaluhu b'mai da'avad avuin, because he is willing to follow his parents' decision. The Gemara says, Amar Yosef higdilu yichelun limchais. In both cases of ger katan, when they mature, they may reject the gerus and their status reverts to that of a Gentile. However, if they already matured and did not reject the Geirus, they cannot reject it anymore, therefore their status as a Jew remains. Zok the Mishnah, Hagadol Shabala Katana. If a man cohabited with a girl, younger than 3 years old, it is not considered a Bia, because Besula Chayzrin, or Bekatan Shabala Gadayla. If a boy, Pachais mi ben tes, younger than 9 years old, cohabited with a mature woman, it is not considered a bia. Or umukas eitz, a woman who lost her besulim through an injury. In all three cases, ksubasin masayim divir emeir. Emeir says that they are all still considered besula. Therefore, they receive a complete ksuba of 200 zuz. Chacham aimer mukas eitz ksubasamana. The Chacham disagree and say that a mukas eitz is not considered a besula. Therefore, she only receives a partial ksuba of 100 zuz. The Gemara explains the machlokes. The Remeir medami lo lebegeres, the lois avid b'maisi b'dei adam. Remeir says that a mukas eitz is comparable to a begeres, a matured girl, shekalu b'sulah, whose besulim are released on their own, because in both cases the besulim were not removed through cohabitation. Therefore, like a begeres, she is considered a besula and ksubas masayim. For Rabbanu medami lo lebeula di is avid b'maisa. Acham say that a mukas eitz is comparable to a be'ula, one who already cohabited, because in both cases the besulim were removed through an action. Therefore, she is considered a be'ula and ksubasan mana. The Gemara mentions a machlekes regarding katan shabala gedayla. Rav Amar asa mukas eitz. Rav says that although ein biyasa biya, however biyas katan is comparable to mukas eitz and is subject to the machlekes of Remei Rabbanan. V'shmul Amar ein mukas eitz b'basar. Shmuel disagrees and says that Bias Katan is not comparable to Mukas Eitz, and both the Meir and the Chacham agree that Ksubasa Masayim. The Mishnah continues, Besula Almana Grusha V'Chalutza Min HaNisuin. A Besula who is either widowed or divorced or received Chalitza from a Yavam, in which all this happened after Nisuin. The Gemara explains the possibility of being a Besula after Nisuin. Shenichnasa L'Chuppah V'Lei Nivela. They performed the chuppah, but it is known that they did not cohabit. For example, they were never secluded. However, since she was married, she is becheskes be'ula. Therefore, ksubasan mana veinlantainas besulim. However, the Gemara explains regarding a woman who was never married, and kenasa becheskes besula v'nimtzis be'ula, he married her under the assumption that she is a besula, and she turns out to be a be'ula. There is a machlekes. Rav Sheshes holds yesh le ksuba mana, like any be'ula. If Nachman holds less law klal, she gets no ksuba at all, because it is a mekach tois, an erroneous transaction. However, if Sheshes holds that it's not considered a mekach tois. The Gemara explains that in the previous case of the Mishnah, where she was a besula after Nisuin, Even Rav Nachman agrees that it's not a Mekach Tayis, because the Cheskes Besula is weakened by the fact that they were married. We must be concerned that perhaps they did cohabit somehow since they were married. The Mishnah continues. Hagiyeris v'ashvuyah v'ashivcha sheniftu v'shenizkari v'shenishtachru yiseiris al b'nai shalashon miyamechad. A non-Jewish woman who converted, or an abducted woman who was redeemed, or a maidservant who was freed when they were already 3 years old, k'sabasim mana v'ein lentayin z'besulim, because they are b'cheskas b'ulah.